This is the Word of Truth broadcast, sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.I. Shelton, Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come into your home again today with the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in John's Gospel, chapter 16, beginning at verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we lift up our heart unto thee in this hour, praying for this radio audience, that thou wilt send thy word home in power and in much assurance to each and every heart. O Lord, our Father and our God, work by thy Spirit in our hearts. Do the work which thou only can do. For Lord, sinners cannot come to you. We cannot bring them. We cannot make them believe. We cannot make them repent. But O thou canst make them willing in the day of thy power. So we look to thee to work effectually in each and every heart. Draw it as only thou canst draw by thy Spirit. We love thee. We look to thee. We pray thy will be done. And ask, O Lord, that Christ will be lifted up, that all men will be drawn unto him. For it is in his precious name that we pray. Amen.
Sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as your sins be as scarlet, for your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow, they shall be as as white as snow. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. Look unto me, people, saith the Lord your God. He'll forgive your transgressions. He'll forgive your transgressions and remember them no more. And remember them no more.
What a blessing. What a blessing is the forgiveness of sins, the blotting out of all of our transgressions by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise God from the depths of my soul for doing this for me. I praise Him for dying in my place and deliver my never-dying soul from going down to the pit. Dear friend, do you know Him? Do you rejoice in Him? Do you praise Him for all that He is and all that He's done? I pray that the Holy Spirit has worked in your hearts. This is our cry as we pray for you week by week. Dear friend, we say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. We do pray the blessings of our gracious Lord to rest upon you. He will work effectually in each and every one of your hearts. Did you write for your free book that we're giving away this month entitled The ABCs of the Prophetical Scriptures by George Clement? This will be the last week that we will offer it. It is a precious little book, a concise study of biblical prophecies, a treatment of topics such as the kingdom, the second coming, the tribulation, the millennium, and the Antichrist. It'll be worth your while to pursue it with an open Bible. Pray that God will give you understanding from His precious Word in regard to the prophetical Scriptures. This little book is free and post-paid if you will write us. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. In closing these messages on the wrath of God, I would lift up my voice today in warning unto every soul outside of Christ and tell you that the judgments that God's Word so faithfully declares are sure and will come to pass. And though, my friend, God's sword of justice tarries, we do know that it will come, for God cannot lie. I would have you consider with me today these words from Ezekiel 21, verses 9 and 10. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will take them home to each and every one of our hearts. Listen to God's Word. A sword is sharpened and also furbished. It is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished that it may glitter. Should we then make mirth? You see, it was in a time of great darkness and hardness and penitence of heart in Jerusalem that the prophecy before us today was delivered. And it was just 3 years before the wrath of God was to be poured out upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem and Judea. First, it was a time of mirth and sensuality in Jerusalem. Second, the false prophets prophesied peace and the people loved to have it so. Third, there was no noise but that of revelry within the devoted city. But in the midst of that din and revelry, the lone prophet heard the muttering of the distant thunder. The faithful servant of God saw God arming himself as a mighty man for the war. And the glittering sword of vengeance was in his hand. And therefore Ezekiel cried aloud to his fellow countrymen, who were all at ease in Zion, and said, a sword is sharpened, it is furnished, that it may glitter. Should we then make mirth? And my friend, this is my cry unto you who are outside of Christ today. You are in the same situation as the inhabitants of Jerusalem was. This whole nation is in a state of ease today. How many years have you heard the Word of God and you've not heeded to it? How many times has He sent you His messengers with His blessed Word and you've not heard them? Has not His Bible, His Word, been a silent witness in your houses? Has it not been a mighty pleader for God? Has not His providence been in your families in sickness and death, in plenty and in poverty? Do not all of these cry unto you to flee from the wrath to come? Do not all of these cry unto you to cling to and trust in and hide by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only and all-sufficient refuge for your never-dying soul? I say to you, friend, have not all these messages come to you, and yet you are unsaved outside of Christ? Still dead, still nothing but dry bones, without Christ and without God in the world. And what makes it worse, you're saying, soul, O soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry, for there is yet plenty of time. But my dear friend, please listen to me one more time today, will you? For God has yet one more message for you, and it is this. A sword is sharpened and also furbished. It is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished that it may glitter. Should you then make mirth? Should you go on in a state of ease and laughter while yet you're outside of Christ and abide under the wrath of God? Therefore, in the light of all of this, I desire to bring five things before your hearts and before your eyes today to show you the folly and unreasonableness of you going on in your state of making mirth and at ease in your sins when you're yet outside of Christ and the sword of God's judgment and justice rest upon you. I don't care what you think of me in bringing God's message, but I do want you to hear. Will you listen? First of all, it is folly for you to make mirth and delight ease in your sins because you are under condemnation. It is a common idea today that men are under probation as Adam was, and that Christless persons will not be condemned to the day of judgment. But my friend, this is just not the case. Well, you see, the Bible, the Word of God declares that he that believeth not is condemned already. He that hath not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him, according to John 3:36. And again we read in Galatians 3:10, cursed is everyone. Not shall be, but cursed is everyone right now who continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Christless soul, will you listen to me? You who are at the present in the horrible pit, you're already judged guilty before God. You are already in prison, ready to be brought out to execution. Therefore, is it not folly to go on in sin and pleasure, in ease and carnal security, when the sword of God's justice hangs over your head? Listen again. You have already been tried in the balances and found wanting. You have been condemned by the righteous judge who is God himself. Your sentence is passed, and if you die today, tonight, outside of Christ, your portion is fixed forever in the place of an ending torment. Then isn't it unreasonable for you to go on in ease and mirth and in your sins? The second thing I would bring before you is this. It is unreasonable for you to live at ease and in a state of mirth when the instruments of destruction are already prepared for you. Pick up your ears and listen now. Yes, not only are you a Christless person condemned already, but the instruments of your destruction are prepared and ready. The sword of vengeance is sharpened and also furbished. The disease by which you are to die may already be working in your veins. The accident by which you will drop into eternity is even now waiting for you. All the circumstances are ready. The bullet that is to take you out into eternity may at this very moment be in the chamber of the gun waiting to be used. Then shall you go on in mirth and laughter and not flee to Christ for the salvation of your never-dying soul? Listen. The place in hell is ready, for we read in God's Word that hell is moved to meet you at your coming, according to Isaiah 14:9. Oh, what a thing this is then, that you go on in pleasure and madness when the disease is ready, the accident is ready, the bullet is ready, the grave is ready, yea, and hell itself is moved to meet you at your coming. Dear Christless soul, how hard your heart must be that you continue to go on in mirth and laughter and ease and not seek the Lord while He may be found and call upon Him while He is near. What madness not to cry after Him. Search His Word, confess unto Him, and seek Him with all of your heart. The third thing I would like to bring before you is this. It is unreasonable for you to go on in this state because the sword may come down in any moment. Not only are Christless persons condemned already, and not only is the sword of vengeance ready, but the sword may come down at any moment. Dear friend, your neck is bared before God, and the whetted sword is held over you. And yet, can you make mirth? Can you really be taken up with business and worldly things and making money, getting rich, building and planning? And perhaps this very night your soul may be required of you as it was required of the rich man as recorded in Luke 12. For he said unto his soul, O soul, eat, drink, and be merry. Thou hast much goods laid up for you. This year's crop, last year's crop, next year's crop. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tear down the barns and build greater and say to my soul, O soul, take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. And then he heard a voice, and it was the voice of God, and said, O thou fool, thou foolish man, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose will all of this be? And I say, is it not mad for you to fill up your time with games and amusements and foolish books and entertainment? Can you fill up your hours after work with loose talk and behavior, adding sin to sin, treasuring up wrath against the day of wrath, when you do not know what hour the wrath of God may come upon you? Listen to me. Can you go to your bed tonight prayerless, yet you may be in hell before morning? Oh, what an awful thought of a prayerless, Bible-less, Christless soul going on in ease when eternity awaits you. My friend, I cry to you today. My soul has been burdened for you all week long, knowing I was going to deliver this message. It's a message of judgment. I know it is. But it's God's Word. A sword. A sword is furbished. It's ready. It's sharpened. And we do not know when it's going to fall. How many will go out into eternity today without hope and without God? My dear friend, are you going to be one of them? Christless soul, are you going to be one of them? I wish you would listen. The fourth thing I would like to bring before you is this. It is unreasonable for you to go on in a state of ease and sin and mirth and pleasure because God has made no promise to Christless souls to stay His hand one moment. You listen now. Please listen. I am trying by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit to deal with your never dying soul, so don't laugh it off. Well, all the promises of God are yea and amen. That is, they are true. God always fulfills His promises. But the same Scripture says that the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Yea, all God's promises are made to Christ and to sinners that cling to and trust in Christ. You see, there is not one promise in the Bible, the book of God, for any soul outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that today you would hear His voice and harden not your hearts, but flee unto Him for rest, according to Hebrews 3:7. I don't know if you heard that. I said that all of God's promises are made only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that only as you cling to and trust in Him and are found in Him are you safe. Even being a seeking soul does not make you safe. You're not safe until you're hid in the wounds of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Let me speak to you Christless souls who are at ease today. Many of you hearing me may know that you are in a Christless state. And yet you know that you are at ease and happy. And why is this? It is because you hope to be brought to Christ before you die. For if I would ask you, do you want to be saved? You say yes. Are you going to be saved? Oh yes, someday before I die. But this is a false hope. You say, oh preacher, another day will do. I will close in with him some other time, but not now. And is not this a false hope? Did you not know, my Christless friend, that God has nowhere promised to bring you to Christ before you die? He only holds out today is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time to be saved. Nowhere in God's Word does He hold out a promise to bring you to Christ before you die. God has laid Himself under no obligation, no manner of obligation, to bring you to Christ before you die. He has nowhere promised that you shall see tomorrow or that you will ever hear another sermon. There is a day near at hand when you shall not see a tomorrow. If this be not the last sermon that you hear, yet there is a sermon coming that is to be preached that will be your last one. Oh, that you would understand today that the sword of God's justice and wrath is hanging over you, and that you might flee from the wrath to come by fleeing to the Lord Jesus Christ. I would that you knew Him. Oh, I would that you knew what it meant to be in Him, to know that your sins were forgiven, that all was right between you and the Holy God because you're in the one substitute for sinners, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. In the fifth place, it is unreasonable for you to go on in the state that you're in because this slaughter is to be a sore slaughter. The command of the prophet in Ezekiel 9 was, go ye through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women. But come not near any man upon whom is the mark. And dear friends, such is the sore slaughter waiting all unsaved souls. All Christless souls will perish, young and old. God will not spare, neither will His eye pity, if you die outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Think of this, my gray-headed man. Think of this, my gray-headed woman. You who have lived in sin and have never come to Christ, if you die in this condition, you will certainly perish in the sore slaughter. Gray hairs means nothing with God if you're not in Christ. Think of this, middle-aged men and women, hard-working merchants and farmers, laborers and hired men, you who have made your money and still making it, and yet you have not sold all for the pearl of great price and closed in with the Lord Jesus Christ. You will certainly perish in the sore slaughter. Think of this, young people who live without prayer. yet go on in a state of mirth and laughter, who make pleasure your God, you too will fall in that sore slaughter. Isn't that awful? And oh, our nation is filled with rebellious young people today who feel that you must have sin. You must have your way. You must live in rebellion against God and against the authority of the government and authority against the authority of father and mother. But my friend, you'll not always go on in pleasure. You're going to fall with a sore slaughter. And think of this, my dear children. You little ones who have made glad the hearts of your parents, if you be outside of Christ, you too shall be in this sore slaughter. Think of it. Think with me again. This is the sword of God. This is the sword of God. Listen to what our Lord said in Matthew 10. Fear not them that can kill the body, but after that have no power, no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him who after he hath killed the body is able to cast body and soul into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. And you know who gave this warning? None other but the God, but God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that you would hear him, and cry unto him for mercy is our prayer. Let me sum up our message today. I have plainly set before you scriptures showing you where you are. First of all, that you are condemned already. Second, that God's sword is ready. Third, that it may come down at any moment. Fourth, that God has made you no promise to stay his hand. And fifth, that it will be a sore slaughter. Will you then consider, my Christless soul, is it reasonable to believe a lie, to deceive your soul and say peace, peace, when there is no peace? Therefore, wisdom cries to you today, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon according to Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Also hear the word of the Lord when he calls this day in Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Today, if you will hear his voice, he tells us in Hebrews 3, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as they did in the provocation, but while it is yet today, close in with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, dear friend, throw down your arms of rebellion and seek the face of the Lord Jesus Christ in true repentance and faith. Turn unto him in true confession. Cry unto him and tell him you don't want your way anymore. You're tired of sin. You're through with sin. You're coming to him. You're turning 180 degrees around. You're coming back to the Lord. You hate your past life. You hate your sin. You hate your way. You're sorry for it. You're sorry over it. Oh, this message has gone home to my heart, and I must cry at your feet, O Lord. Have mercy upon me. And I say he will hear you. I know he'll hear you. For he heard my cry, and he hears my cry every day when I look to him in the blood of Christ. You want a copy of this message? It's yours free and postpaid if you'll write us. Also, if you would like to receive this message on cassette tape, write us. We'll be happy to send it to you. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. Until this time next week, goodbye, and may God bless you.